Chapter 10 Mixed Messages. That afternoon, the children attended the music appreciation workshop in the auditorium. As they slid into their seats, Victor tapped his baton for attention. The audience fell silent.
"In order to appreciate music," he began, "one should know something about the orchestra playing it."
First, he introduced the different sections. There were the strings, violins, and cellos, and the woodwinds, flutes, clarinets, and oboes. There was also the brass, which included French horns and trumpets, and Benny's favorite, the percussion, with instruments such as drums and the triangle. Each section played a musical passage. Then Victor talked about the different kinds of music. The Aldens became so interested they forgot about the missing score until they returned home. After a supper of hot dogs and beans, they settled by the fire. Curled up in a big chair, Sue Lee said, "What does it mean to be in hot water?" She was remembering their earlier conversation. Benny, who was sprawled on the floor, put his chin in his hands.
"Well, Sue Lee, it's like this," he said.
After a pause, he turned to his brother.
"You explain it, Henry."
Henry laughed.
"Being in hot water is the same as being in trouble."
Jesse added, "We saw Melody exchange envelopes with that strange man. If she took the music and was selling it or something, she would be angry that we knew."
Sue Lee nodded.
"And we'd be in hot water." "You got it,"
Benny said. They grew silent. The fire crackled. Shadows danced across the walls and ceiling. After a while, Henry suggested they go over the clues. They recounted all they knew. Nothing fit together. Victor had taken the score back to the hotel, yet it seemed unlikely that he now knew where it was. Melody had met the mysterious man and given him something. Well, still, they couldn't imagine why she would have taken the music.
"So let's say neither Melody nor Victor is the thief,"
Jesse summed up.
"Then who is?"
Benny sighed heavily.
"Oh, this is a hard one,"
he said.
"We'll never solve it."
"We're good detectives, Benny," Henry reminded him. "We'll solve it."
Benny yawned.
"Well, not tonight, we won't."
He yawned again, put his head on his arms, and fell asleep. Henry carried him upstairs to his room. The others followed. They were all too tired, they decided, to think another thought. In the morning, once again, they took the bus to the hotel. Benny was impatient to get there.
"I'm hungry,"
he said.
"There will be rolls and juice in the lobby,"
Violet reminded him. But Benny didn't need reminding.
"Well, that's what made me hungry,"
he said.
"I was thinking about it."
"Me too,"
Sue Lee agreed. They entered the hotel just as Janet Muller was leaving.
"Miss Muller?"
Jessie was unable to hide her surprise.
"What are you doing here so early?"
Janet Muller's face turned red.
"Oh, I...
she stammered.
"Bet you came for the sweet rolls,"
Benny said. She cleared her throat nervously.
Autographs, she explained. I came for autographs."
Henry glanced around the empty lobby.
"Were you able to get any?"
he asked. Janet shook her head.
I think I'll go over to the Civic Center. Maybe someone will show up there."
"See you later,"
Benny said, and skipped over to the breakfast buffet. Sue Lee followed at his heels. Janet Muller didn't move. She stood there as though she were about to say something. Finally, Henry asked,
"Is there something we can do for you?"
"Oh, no, thank you," Janet said. "I was wondering,"
she cleared her throat again,
"about this score. Have they found out anything?"
The Aldens all shook their heads. Janet asked several more questions. No one had the answers. When Melody stepped off the elevator, Janet mumbled something and sailed out the door.
"Well, that was strange,"
Henry commented.
"She seemed awfully nervous," Violet added. "You don't suppose?"
Violet then asked. Jessie finished her sister's incomplete question.
"That Janet Muller is the thief? I don't know."
They joined Melody, Sue Lee, and Benny at the table.
The Aldens ate heartily. Melody didn't take a single bite. She was too nervous about her solo, she explained. And I wanted to talk to Victor, but I can't find him, she added.
Maybe he's at the center, Henry suggested.
He told me he was going to have breakfast in his room.
Maybe he forgot,
Sully suggested. Melody laughed. You're probably right, Sully.
Do you want to wait for him? Jesse asked.
No, Melody replied. Let's go. I have to practice. Victor was pacing up and down in front of the Civic Center.
There you are, Melody,
he said as they approached.
Victor, what are you doing here? Melody asked.
Victor looked confused.
You asked me to meet you here.
Yes, this afternoon.
He really is forgetful,
Benny whispered to Henry.
It's not an act, that's for sure.
No, no.
Victor fished in his coat pocket.
You sent me this message.
He pulled out a notepaper and handed it to Melody.
Someone from the hotel slipped it under my door.
Victor, meet me at the Civic Center, 8 o'clock a.m., urgent, Melody read aloud.
It's dated today, and that looks like my signature, all right, but I did not write this note.